Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
What's up? My name is Stephen Knight. You listen to the Stephen Knight Show. Everybody, my name is Stephen Knight, and welcome to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. As always, I have to thank you for joining us tonight. We have another great show lined up. We'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, sports, fashion, and the latest in movie reviews. Tonight, we welcome a man who says he was discriminated against by the State Department of Corrections for refusing to cut off his dreads. He was fired, and now he's here. Well, he's filed official complaint with the EOC. We'll speak with him later on in the next half hour. As always, we want you to be part of the discussion, so call him with your questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. You can also join us in chat. There's a link on our Facebook page. But first, Ms. Parker, how are you feeling today?
I am feeling good. It's Monday. Trying to just get through it.
Exactly.
How are you?
Exactly. I'm good. I can't complain. Like you said, it's been a Monday. Definitely.
Yes. But it's over now.
Right. How was your weekend?
Weekend was good. Kind of chill. Went for a pool party / housewarming, so that was nice.
Okay.
Yeah, didn't do much besides that. Yeah, how was yours?
Pretty much the same. I did go to Loca Luna on Saturday, but other than that, I just chill for the most part, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. But Chike, I know you're here. Adam's out tonight. How you doing, Chike?
Yep. How are you doing?
What's up, Chike?
Hey, Ms. Parker. How are you?
Hey.
How was your guys' weekend?
Pretty good. How was yours?
Weekend was good. Yours?
It was pretty good, pretty quiet. You know, I didn't do too much. Went to the movies. That was pretty much it. I saw three films. The Watch with Ben Stiller, starring Ben Stiller and Vince Vaughn. I'm a Vince Vaughn fan. Anything with Vince Vaughn in it, I'm going to go rush to see it. It was hilarious, as usual. You know, you have Ben Stiller, who is a dynamo in himself, and then him in the chemistry with Vince Vaughn led to excellent comedy. I actually didn't know what to expect, you know, with them two being together and the premise of the movie with the whole alien plot, but it actually turned out to be pretty funny. So that's one that I highly recommend. Rated R, so leave the kids at home. The second movie that I saw is an independent. It's another comedy, but it's a dark comedy, starring Matthew McConaughey, called Killer Joe, where as though he is plotting to pay off a debt, and he actually comes up with a plan to kill his mother for insurance money. And the plan goes extremely awry when he hires other criminals to help him in his quest to settle this debt. It's a little dark, so be prepared for that. But as far as movies go, I give it a thumbs up. You know, I'm a fan of independent, so it's a little off the grid. Check that one out.
Yeah.
And I had the privilege of seeing the new Total Recall ahead of time, so I'm excited about that. Again, my message to Hollywood, stop recycling stories, but this one happens to be, you know, a very good remake. If you're into technology and into futuristic films, this one is a double thumbs up for me. Colin Farrell does a nice job, actually a little bit more than nice job in it. It also stars Kate Beckinsale, which she does a wonderful job, and Jessica Biel, who does a wonderful job as well. It is just as good as the first one, maybe I would say even a little bit better, and they left room for more. So look for more for Total Recall.
All right. And we all know Adam, he was in the featured film Dark Child.
Yes.
With Travis Hunter. They had their premiere for that on Thursday. I was able to attend, but I saw pictures, and I know the film will be out soon, so be looking out for that as well. Dark Child.
Oh, absolutely.
Travis Hunter, yeah. Anything else going on that you're looking forward to?
We're actually having the Black Star Film Festival here this week in Philadelphia, so I will be attending that, and I'll be coming back with some indie reports on that for you next week.
Sounds great. Well, as always, we appreciate you, and we'll talk to you again next week, okay?
Absolutely. Take it easy.
You too. Mr. Avon, what's going on, sir?
What's up, Mr. Knight, Ms. Parker?
What's up?
Hey. Have y'all been watching the Olympics?
Here and there, but I know it's been really good.
Yeah, it's like so much that's like going on right now. It's like too much to even like talk about so much.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is just let the audience watch for themselves. But what I'm going to talk about, man, I have a lot to talk about, so I'm just going to start off with this. Tennessee Titan wide receiver O.J. Murdoch was actually found dead in his car.
Oh, yeah.
Self-inflicted gunshot wound, to the chest. He was actually really sad. Just 25 years old. Yeah. 25, just really sad. Let's see. Backup safety Tim Buckley is the first player to transfer from Penn State. He is now going to North Carolina State University. So that's the first of many players that will definitely probably be leaving Penn State. So
yeah.
So let's see what else. Oh yeah, the spot where Joe Paterno's statue once stood is now occupied by freshly planted trees.
Oh wow.
Over the weekend, Penn State planted fresh trees there to kind of cover up where statue was at. So.
They're not playing with that one, huh?
They're not playing with that. They're trying to just out with the old, in with the new. I've actually also heard that they're going to get brand new jerseys. They might change their colors. Yeah, just they're just trying to get that out of their past. Good luck with that. Neil Reed, does that name sound familiar to you at all? Ms. Parker, Mr. Knight?
What's the name?
Neil Reed.
No.
Okay. Neil Reed was an Indiana University basketball player. He actually was the player that former head coach Bob Knight choked back in 1997.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that, the choking incident, right. Well, Reed died recently of a massive heart attack.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Reed actually was a McDonald's High School All-American player. He was a father of two little girls, ages 4 and 6, and he was 36 years old. And of all people to die of a massive heart attack, I thought that it would have been Coach Bobby Knight.
Right.
I thought that it would have been like one of his players.
Wow.
Also, really, really sad. Another sad note to talk about. Iona College basketball recruit Michael Hayes died Thursday. He was shot in the wrist, chest, and back while trying to break up a fight on the south side of Chicago. He was 22 years old, and he was starting his college career at Iona in August. And he didn't get a chance to make it. Yeah, really, really sad. And on the lighter note, St. Louis Rams rookie cornerback Trumaine Johnson, T-R-U-M-A-I-N-E. I didn't name him. That's his name. Trumaine Johnson oversleeps and misses his first day of training camp.
He says
that he set his alarm clock, but that he didn't hear it, and he missed his flight from Stockton, California, to St. Louis, where his training camp is. And my take on that is, you should have Big Mama, Pookie, Google. Somebody should have been calling you every 5 minutes, getting you up.
Uh-huh.
You should not have missed your. You should not miss training camp. No.
Was he reprimanded?
Yeah, he was reprimanded, but he's but he's here now. So that I don't think is good, But yeah, I'm like, what? Me personally, I would be so excited and hyped that I couldn't.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm like, my first ever training camp NFL. Come on. So, Mr. Johnson, brother, you gotta do better, man. Have one of your mama, daddy, somebody needs to call you and wake you up, man, every morning.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's all on the world of sports.
Really quick, I had a question for you.
Yes, ma'am. What's up?
Regarding Michael Phelps, what do you think about? Before the Olympics started, I didn't want to call him out, but it just seemed like he had very little interest in the Olympics. Like, he was kind of being forced to because he was expected to. So I saw the special they did on him, and he pretty much didn't start training for the Olympics. Like, after he won those 8 gold medals, he stopped swimming. And he just partied and, lived his life, and he didn't start training again until 2010. Which is kind of late because usually so it's Olympics and they get back in the water and start training for the next Olympics.
I think
he's accomplished everything he wanted to, and I think now it's just people expect him to be in the Olympics, so he's there. Because when he lost that race on Saturday, he didn't even care. It was like, what do you think? He was like, stuck out for this.
He said,
like, you can just tell he has – But he has some valid points. Like, when they interviewed him, he was saying he's in his 20s and he feels like he's had to live what other people want him to. Like, he go places. He loves to travel. But when he's traveling, he's not enjoying his stay because he's there for swimming. And you have to go to bed at a certain time, and you got to train 6 days a week. He's like, he wants to be a regular 20-some-year-old just living, enjoying himself, partying, having fun. So what do you think about how – because he hasn't been performing well at all. What do you think about that?
You know, Ms. Parker, Michael Phelps has been an Olympic swimmer since the 2000 Sydney Olympics. So he's been doing this for over 12 years just with the Olympics. That's not counting, junior national. When he was a kid, So he's been doing this a very long time. I think just with any of the greats, whether it's Jordan, Muhammad Ali, even singers, Michael Jackson, et cetera. After you've done it so well and done it so long, you kind of might lose the intensity. I think that he's accomplished so much, and I think that sometimes he's like bored. I just think that he's not really in it. I think part of it is like, everyone's kind of as this new guy hyped up. Yeah. I just think that he's just over. This will be his last Olympic Games, definitely.
He said it's going to be, but obviously they're trying to pressure him to doing another one, and he's like, there's no way that's happening. And he's like, no, that's not where he's at. So I just want to kind of bring that up. I thought it was
good. I definitely think that he's going to transition to something else, definitely.
Yeah, that's what he said.
But he's definitely the best swimmer ever, hands down.
Hands down.
Absolutely. But, you can follow me on Facebook, Ron Cosby, Twitter, Ron Cosby1. I'm out. I'll holler at y'all next week with more headlines. And y'all have a good night.
All right, everyone.
Have a good night.
All right. Appreciate it.
It's Ferguson.
I am here.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing tonight?
I can't complain.
Hey, Miss Ferguson.
Hey, Miss Parker.
How are you, Lynn?
I am doing great because I got the deal of my lifetime over the weekend. And I cannot wait to tell you all about it. I cannot wait to tell you guys about it. So, I was just overjoyed. I can't even tell you. I was at Nordstrom Rack. I went to Miami to go visit some family over the weekend, and we went to Sawgrass Mills, which is my second favorite outlet ever.
You
and
shop
we went
everywhere,
to
huh?
I know it's so sad. I'm so broke. But we went to Nordstrom Rack, and I know that I told you last week that the Nordstrom is having a sale. They're having an anniversary sale. But because they're having a sale, they're also discounting things that are already on sale. So they're giving additional markdowns. And Nordstrom Rack isn't immune to these markdowns. I mean, even though they're the outlet store, they're still giving markdowns on some of the, on a lot of their products. So I was just out shopping, and I came across this pair of boots, and I've been shouting this from the rooftop. I'm actually going to start an Instagram. This has inspired me to get on Instagram so that I can show everybody these boots. I got a pair of $230 boots for one penny.
A penny?
Wow.
One penny. That's right. I didn't have to buy.
Wow.
I didn't have to do anything. They were just marked down to 1 cent. I said, I don't know. And everybody was like, well, how did you do it? What did you have to do? I didn't have to do anything but buy the boots. If I wanted to just walk out of the store with that pair of boots, which, of course, I didn't, but if I wanted to walk out of the store with just that pair of boots, I could
wow.
have.
So they're pretty much the same. You didn't take them.
Pretty much. And I said, if they had more of those boots, I would have bought a pair in every size for everybody I know. And then some.
Wow.
Because these nice brown knee leather boots, it had a leather sole. I mean, it was $230, and I got them for 1 cent. So
wow.
I also got a pair. I mean, you know, this deal, the other deal that I got wasn't as great, but it was still a good deal. I got another pair of shoes that I've been looking at. They were originally $110. I got them for $40. So, I mean, you know, they just had some really, really good things going on in Nordstrom Rack over the weekend. So they're still having this anniversary sale going on. So I would suggest to everybody, you know, if you're in a shopping mood and you have the money to do it, I would suggest that you go on down to Nordstrom Rack and, you know, try to see what deals you can come across because they are out there. And I know that I will never, ever, 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 ever come across a deal like this again in life. But I had to tell everybody about my Nordstrom Rack boots. And,
wow.
I mean, it's a great brand, and I got it for 1 cent. So I'm just so excited about that. But moving on, I don't want to keep on bragging about my 1 cent boots. These boots will go down in infamy. I will never, ever throw them away. I will never, ever give them away because this is the deal of my lifetime. I mean, it was just, you know, they just say, here, take them. So anyway, so today, you know, moving on, today is the last day to get 40% off of everything at New York & Company. They started this, I believe, yesterday because on Saturday they had everything at 50% off. And then yesterday everything, and you know, a lot of stores do these flash sales, which is why I wasn't able to tell you guys about this last week. But yesterday and today they started this. They changed everything to everything in the store being 40% off. And if you want to shop the sale items, they're giving you an additional 10% off of your purchase. So that's a total of 50% off of the sale prices, an additional 50% off of the sale prices, and that ends today. Okay, and 40% off of regular price items. If you shop the Gap.com tomorrow, and it's only tomorrow, you can get 25% off of all of your sale items. And, of course, back to school, you know, shopping is here, so this would be a great, great deal for parents because this is on the sale items. This isn't on the regular price items. excuse me, I'm having a little problem with my voice tonight. If you shop Anne Klein the 31st, which is tomorrow, through August 7th, you can get 30% off of all of their dresses. Plus, you can get free shipping on all purchases of $50 or more. If you shop the Limited, I know I've been telling you guys about the Limited and all of their sales, and I also mentioned their virtual dollars. I'm so sorry about this, guys. For every $50 you spend, you get $25 in virtual dollars, virtual cash. Well, now is the time to actually redeem your virtual cash. You actually have to spend another $50 to get $25 off of that $50 purchase, but that's pretty much 50% off of your purchase if you're only spending $50. So I would tell everybody to just run on down to the Limited and see what's going on, because you can redeem your cash now. And actually what they've also done, they made a great mistake, because what they've also done is they send out a $20 off coupon to people who shop frequently. I received one in the mail last week sometime to redeem along with my virtual cash. So they gave me an additional $20 to spend with my $25. So I'm going to go crazy in their store. Endless.com, if you shop there now, you can get 20% off of select shoes, handbags, and more. And Endless.com is, like, you can get lost on Endless.com. I'm not sure if you've been there before, and this is for men and women. But they have tons, and when I say thousands, I mean tens of thousands of items. And they're mainly accessories. If you shop there now, you can get 20% off of select shoes, handbags, and much, much more. And you have to hurry, because today is the last day. Also, at Endless.com, if you shop now, you can get 60% off of Marked by Marc Jacobs styles. So this is just select styles. It's not everything. But there are a couple of styles that, you know, that they're discounting up to 60% off. So, I mean, even if you're not in the market to buy anything, it's worth checking it out. I mean, I like to look sometimes even when I don't have the money. So just to see what's out there so I can, you know, put everything in my queue to buy when I actually get the cash. Yeah, that's how I operate. if you shop Old Navy now, you can get 25% off of your purchase, and it does include jeans. A lot of times Old Navy doesn't include their jeans when they're giving these types of sales, but this time it does include the jeans, and I'm assuming it's because of all the back-to-school stuff that's going on. So you have to hurry, because today is the last day, but you can also shop online. So, folks, 25% off of your purchase. Steve Madden is having a sneak peek sale, and if you shop now, you can get 30% off of select styles, and this is styles for the fall. So they're sort of, you know, piggybacking off of what Nordstrom is doing with their anniversary sale. But they're doing it, of course, with Steve Madden, and like I said, it's 30% off of select fall styles, okay? And last but not least, Victoria's Secret is having their summer clearance. So if you shop now, you can get up to 60% off of over 1,200 styles, okay? And that includes lingerie, clothing, shoes, accessories, perfumes. I'm not sure if lotions are included, but I'm pretty sure there are. When I looked at the site, it was pretty much everything going on that site. So that's all I have for you guys tonight.
And they can find all this on budgetshopaholic.com.
Yes, right? You can. Yes, you can.
We thank you as always, and have a good night, okay?
It was a pleasure. You
too. Thanks, hon. Have a good night.
All right, Ms. Parker. Talk to you later.
Later.
What's going on with entertainment, Ms. Parker?
I'm sure you know more about this than I do. What is going on with the Jacksons and those kids?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, apparently.
So, now somebody said that Paris Jackson needs to be beat. Why would you say that?
Well, what they're saying is because, okay, there's an alleged incident that happened at the house last week where, I don't know if you heard, but as to Paris and her brothers, it seemed like their grandmother has been missing. And it seemed like Janet, Randy, Jermaine, and Rebe kind of had her in Arizona at a spa, whatever, right? the kids hadn't talked to her, and they talked to her every day. They said something's not right. So apparently Janet, Randy, and Jermaine came to the house to try to get the kids. And because, you know, parents have been tweeting things. So Janet snatches her phone. This allegedly now. Snatches her phone.
No, that's what the video shows.
Well, you don't, but you don't really see her snatch it. You just see her go reach for the phone.
No, she was trying to, and she didn't get it.
Here's the story. The story is that Janet reached for the phone, snatched from her parents, snatched it back, and Janet called her a spoiled little bee. And so Paris, and slaps her. And so Paris slaps her back.
Slaps her back.
She said, this is not your house. Get the F out. Get off my property. And so it's been all this, you know, turmoil. So while Catherine Jackson, the grandmother, is away in Arizona, Tito's son filed for custody. Apparently he's 34 years old. He's had a great relationship with the kids. And so he's filed for custody. So in that time, the grandmother does a press conference, just kind of dispelling the rumors that she was kidnapped, her kids would never do it. She had Jermaine with her, Janet with her, Rebe, and then the owner of the spa she was staying. And they said it looked a little awkward because she was reading. She wasn't just saying, you know, from the heart. She was reading from a notebook, you know, and she was saying how when she gets back, she's going to get the grandkids back. But right now they're kind of doing a joint custody kind of thing. So apparently the people who are in trouble.
I know you're going to defend probably, but this is my thing. The Jacksons are weird. The story don't even sound right. Why would you move the grandmother out of the house and she's the guardian of the children and the kids don't know? So parents have to go on Twitter, post public stuff for you to get upset enough for you to go to the house and check on her. So for those 4 or 5 days, who are watching those kids? Secondly, why would you try to remove the grandmother? And obviously she's older, she's probably not sane or not all the way there. Mm-hmm. So, and she probably does need help, and I thought Rebe was helping her. But I just feel like there is something going on that Paris knows that, you know, more of. Because I don't think Paris would be just this outright disrespectful and this outright upset if something wasn't going on. And
well,
I think something's going on.
Prince Michael, he tweeted late last week that he's been kind of quiet when the whole situation, but basically he's saying he supports his sister. And that, and he released a text message. If you have an iPhone, you can print screen the text message conversation. And he had sent out a group mass text to Jan and some of the others saying that we demand to talk to our grandmother right now. And in what he showed, Janet writes back, because sometimes when you're doing a group message, you don't know who's all going back to. It says, please don't let them. And please don't let them talk to the grandmother, basically. Really, it's all about money. Jermaine and Randy, they want to be in charge of the state because they say the attorney
exactly.
who's in charge of the state.
It's all about money. That's what it's always been about. And they're all screwed up in the head because of money. Their father did it to them. They're trying to do it. But they don't understand. These are new age kids. You're not going to get over on them like your daddy got over on you. This new age. You're going to get slapped back. You're going to get clapped off. You're going to get your business going to get on the internet. Get your mind right. It's not going down. That's why their cousin is now, you know, he's closer in age and he understands. He's only 34. He probably understands, you know, the whole thing. I'm happy they're with him. And I feel really bad for those kids because they end up in a really messed up situation because that whole family is messed up.
I was having a conversation with somebody who's a big Jackson, just in general, Michael, Janet fan. And I said that I'm not saying, I don't know what's going on, but you know something's not right. You know what I'm saying? Something is not right in the situation. Mm-hmm. So, but it's been, and with LaToya, apparently LaToya, because usually she's the one that's kind of front and center. She's saying this does not need to be played in the media. Y'all need to stop.
Yeah, they
want
to keep doing a hush hush now. It's already out there. I'm glad the kids are. I'm glad the kids are. That's their own defense. I'm telling you, this is their own defense to make sure that everything that happens is in the public.
Exactly.
Because you do not want to handle the Jacksons behind closed doors. They are crazy. These kids are giving them all these technologies.
Yeah. They said, what's Twitter now? But parents is definitely giving them a run for their money, so.
I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, so I just felt really bad for him, and that's kind of been on my mind. I didn't know that DBJ from Love and Hip Hop had five. I know he said he had five baby mothers, but I thought he was just trying to be like,
right.
show off or whatever. And apparently he died in a way by somebody else who's not even on his show.
I'm not sure what
all that is about.
Yeah. Now, I was saying, I saw that you had posted the tweet with Oprah. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, you can go ahead and bring it up.
Okay. Well, basically, someone tweeted Oprah. And it's interesting that this happened because Oprah was, I was watching some interview with her, and she was saying how people online, how they say they can just say anything to you. And she said that sometimes she just wants to fight. I mean, that you want to come back at them. She knows she can't always do that, but she thinks to herself, what that person said to me in my face? And not like confrontational, but you know, a lot of people hide behind the internet. She's saying, would someone really say that to me? Well, anyway, this guy tweets Oprah and says, Oprah, when are you going to give back to the ghettos in America? And Oprah wrote back, when are you? She said, I put 500 African Americans through college. And you, sir?
this is my thing. You could tell he's one of those people who probably came from the hood, and he's pretty much nowhere on her level. It's okay,
right,
that's
right.
Fine. But if you want to say something like that, you need to go ahead and say that on Birdman, Lil Wayne, one of their pages, okay? Because they came from where you are, where you came from, the ghetto that you're speaking of, and they have 500 cars. And the only thing I ever see them doing is doing Thanksgiving, giving out turkey. That is it. And toys at Christmas. And the rest of the year, they're nowhere to be seen with nothing charity, but they're in the club every weekend making it rain. That's
making it rain.
Spent her money crazy on anything. She's done a lot for everyone. And you have to keep in mind that we're all one society. No matter if she's helping the U.S., and for some reason, black people are so stuck on this. Like, okay, well, she's not helping us. She's helping people, period. She's not going to choose who she wants to help. She's going to help who she feels like helping. It's her money.
Mm-hmm. But see, the thing about Oprah.
Somebody else posted on there, and they were like, dude, it's her money. She can help whoever she wants.
And the thing is, Oprah does a lot for people in places that never get reported. I mean, she does a lot. People just hear about the school in Africa and all this stuff. But she does a lot, you know, domestically here in the United States that people know nothing about, you know. But
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I remember Oprah telling the story how she went, and when she first started off, because she's very into reading and education, and she went to a neighborhood that was kind of, you know, underprivileged, whatever, and they had at one of the schools, they had something up there. She went and she donated thousands of books. And she said, almost all the kids that came up to her, and that's when iPods first came up, asked her why she didn't give them iPods instead of books.
Isn't
that's what you're teaching your kids, and I bet you he was one of those kids that grew up to ask that dumb question on Oprah's page.
Well, she definitely set the record straight with him, though.
And you, sir, what have you done? One of my friends said, I would have deleted my whole Twitter page and started over.
Right. It was a page. I hear that. Well, let's take a quick commercial break. When we get back, we'll talk to Richard Williams, who wants to shed light to discrimination at the workplace. Be right back.
XXL is the number one selling music magazine worldwide, covering amongst the widespread from breaking news, new music, and all time's biggest artists. If you're not tuned in with XXL, you should grab your copy immediately at your nearest Walmart or other place of business. XXL is the most trusted name in the world of hip-hop. Visit XXLMag.com for news updates, hottest new hip-hop bangers, and the most popular blog site in hip-hop society today. Are you interested in becoming a part of XXL? Contact XXLMag at 212-807-7100 or contact XXL through email at XXL@harris-pub.com. Thank you for your time, and I hope you enjoy XXL Magazine. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic Speedy Records.
Richard Williams, a former probation officer with the Georgia State Department of Corrections, says he was discriminated against for refusing to cut off his dreadlocks that he had been growing for nearly 9 years. Now he wants to bring awareness and change to modern discrimination in the workplace. Please help me welcome to the show, Richard Williams. Welcome to the show, Richard.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Hello?
Yeah. Okay. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, Richard.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. I'm glad you have me on the show. Give me a platform to discuss this very, very pertinent and important issue, something that is that affects us, I can even say globally.
Yeah.
So I just really appreciate you. But you know, just having the privilege and the ability, the platform starting out in Atlanta, I just appreciate you so much. History, from you know, stemming from Dr. Martin Luther King and many, many greats, you know, beyond that. I just appreciate you, and I'm just glad that I'm in this house and in this arena where I can discuss this topic.
Well, thanks for being on, definitely. So you began working with the state in 2004. Is that correct?
No, actually, I began working with the state in 2001.
2001, okay.
Yes, I started out as a correctional officer at Phillips State Prison out in Beaufort. And I did about 10 months, and I quickly promoted to the position of probation officer, where I rose to the level of you know, probation officer too.
Okay.
Seasoned probation officer.
So when did you start growing out your locks?
I started growing my hair in about 2003, and I started wearing braids at that time. And then about the early part of 2004, I began to do a soft lock, which is basically like a curl almost, but it's a lock type of dreadlock where you use gel. And
right,
then from that that it continued to grow into this point.
Did had anyone said anything to you at the time when you initially started the process?
No, no one said anything. There wasn't a policy in place. It was cool. Actually, there was a previous officer before me who began to lock his hair, but then he left the department shortly after, and he had not cut his hair at that time. And basically, during that time, it was sort of like a fashion statement or a style to me, kind of caught on to it. And I said, I think I'll do it. So in the beginning, it was basically a style. And then, you know, as time grew, it became more spiritual and also an icebreaker. And, you know, a way for me to meet my probationers and identify with them and to show them that just because a person has dreadlocks, it doesn't mean that you have to be negative. It doesn't mean that you have to be in and out of the criminal justice system as a parolee or a probationer or, you know, an inmate, you can't have dreadlocks and still somebody.
So basically you're breaking the stigma around if someone sees someone with dreadlocks that, no, they're not all criminals and all, you know, breaking the law basically, right?
Absolutely. I think what happened, Stephen, is that they began to see a matchmaker there, I think, which was certainly a misnomer. I think they wanted to say that I look like or emulated in some type of way or imitated the people, our clientele, who are probationers. And as you know, that a lot of people who wear dreadlocks are people who, you know, they sag their pants, broken language, uneducated, take a lot of unethical approaches to life, and, you know, I guess just negative all-around people. But I think that as a black people and me as a black man embracing a culture that has been misunderstood, miseducated, and misidentified by those in America who deem themselves as corporate America, for those individuals who have taken on the approach of European hair and the European style that have bought into that system, I just want to bring awareness back to them that it's okay to be black and to get black back on track.
Get black on track, I like that. So when was the first time someone came to you and made a comment about your hair saying, okay, we need you to change this?
Remember in the beginning, I told you I started locking my hair in 2004.
Right.
So 2004 up until 2010, I had not been no issue about my hair as far as regarding safety or hygiene or grooming or anything to that nature. I've always worn my hair in a neat fashion.
Okay.
And clean. Mm-hmm. 2010, they came to me in June and asked me if I would consider cutting my hair. I said no. They came back to me again in July of 2010. I said hell no. And at that point, I was grieving. And after that, they put a policy in place in 2011, made it effective in 2012, and 3 months shy of the initiation of that policy, I became unemployed and disassociated with the Department of Correction as an employee.
But you told me that during the time you were growing your dreads, other men and women had either got hired with dreads or they started dreads while working there. What happened to because you
lock not dread? You I dread getting up driving in the morning traffic and paying the phone bill, cleaning the house.
Okay.
I love my hair locks, and I'm sure that a lot of people out there are probably cringing every time you said dreads, and you just said it three times in a row.
Yeah, but because this one woman picked them. So explain what's the difference between dreads and locks.
Well, basically, dreading is considered a negative thing. Like I said, you dread going to work or doing laundry,
right,
cutting the grass, washing the car, and paying the cell phone bill. My locks are something of spiritual in nature.
Okay.
Because they are locked in, they are a spiritual thing. That is, the person who wears dreadlocks, once they are a successful lock wearer, then at that
mm-hmm.
point they're locks, because if there's history, heritage, there is awareness, there is growth, there is regression, recession, there is a growth and development, there are memories. Again, I've said it before, in 2007 when my eldest brother passed away, the last time he saw me, I adorned dreadlocks in my head. In 2011 when I lost my godmother, my brother, and my biological mother, and all of them within 7 months apart.
Wow.
They saw me with my locks, and I've had these locks in my head, again, for almost a decade. And to answer your question, yes, there were, your other question, yes, there were other people in my office with the dreadlocks. There was one guy who was locking his hair, but he left many years ago, around 2005, I believe. I hear there are other guys in the state of Georgia who had dreadlocks, but they cut their hair. I'm sort of the black sheep, and I just could not bring myself to cut my hair. Did you know that locks, that if you take four locks and tie them together, that they will support your body weight?
Wow.
I mean, just the stress and the power that comes with it. You know the story of Samson and Delilah. In the Bible, Delilah went... You know, it took so many approaches to find out the secret to her husband's strength. And she learned that it was in his hair. And the first thing she did was she set him up. And he could defeat all types of people and armies and things. And he was a fighter. He was a prize fighter. He was a strong man.
Right, yeah.
And you know, we're talking about the Holy Bible, and you know the setting. And I'm not trying to segue into no holy fear of a scepter. I'm just saying that the setting is Israel and Egypt, and you know what that is. That is black. You know, if you go back and look at the history, you see where we come from. I mean, and I'm not even going to get into Jesus Christ and all of these things. I'm not even going to contend to go into any type of religious realm. I'm just talking about from a spiritual belief system that I have in place, and what my hair has done for me, and through the ups and downs that I've had to deal with, and how I believe that my hair has been my stronghold, and my guy.
Right.
So it was a lot deeper for you than cutting it because of this policy. I mean, you said you told me that, you know, the men either cut theirs or they no longer work there, but there are women that were able to keep their locks. Is that correct?
There are women in my workplace, former workplace, that have dreadlocks, that have ethnic dreadlocks, have sister locks, and they were never affected, offended, or approached. None of that. They were good. I mean, basically, I was just told that basically what I knew at first was that I would have to cut my hair. So I'm thinking that this is a Richard Williams policy that was put in place. I don't think that this policy was something that was necessarily implemented to impact and affect the black men throughout the Georgia Department of Corrections. I think that they were just people who got implicated, who were affected by this policy with the Georgia Department of Corrections. I think that the policy was about me. I mean, hell, the Department of Corrections could have come to me and told me to cut my hair. They could have come to me all the ribbons and said, cut my hair. I mean, they decided to go through all of these steps and issues before finally taking action, and I just know that that action was the wrong course of action.
So when you were terminated, what did the official document say?
The document said that I was being terminated for insubordination, but I can't get into a lot of the specifics about what
right,
it is, but insubordination, bringing discredit upon the department, and unprofessional conduct. So those are the reasons, which points right back to insubordination. And
okay.
I was insubordinated by not following a request, which led to a directive, and then the directive led to the termination of my employment. Basically,
okay.
I like to refer to it positively as being forced into early retirement. I want to say this too, Steven. I want to admonish you, you know, for your show, and like I say again, give me this platform, you know, and I listen to your show from time to time, and you're always talking about issues, you know, issues that affect the community, issues that we can learn of. I heard somebody speaking about love and hip-hop, and I've tried to watch the show. I know Scrappy, I know Mama D and some of the other people that I've had the opportunity to share VIP and so forth then, because, you know, you, as you know, that I have my own talk show, Real
right,
Talk
yeah.
I want to make sure that y'all check that out. Check
yeah.
out my show. It's airing in Atlanta on Mondays at 4:30 p.m. from 4:30 to 5. It's called Real Talk. Or you can also catch it on youtube.com/R, I'm sorry, Real Talk 1. That's R-E-E-L-T-A-L-K-1. That's youtube.com, Real Talk 1. But I want to say this, Stephen, you know, I just appreciate you for and applaud you and admonish you for what you're doing. And I just, you know, I just appreciate the platform. Keep doing what you're doing, man. It's not
appreciate
before.
That.
Again, I just alluded to Love and Hip-Hop, Bad Girls Club and all these other things that's going on, all these other shows of buffoonery. It's time for black people to wake the hell up, to see what is going on, see that corporate America has its standards, but it's okay to be yourself. And if you keep washing yourselves down into what corporate America thinks, which is how white America thinks, is going to take the black out of you. And what you're doing is basically dehydrating yourself and water. You know, you're watering yourselves down just to be in the bandwagon. You know, don't dilute your thought process. The,
right.
the brave men and women of African American descent, and not just African American descent, but white Americans, Latino Americans, Hispanics, and all of those people who served or participated in those areas of who are minorities, those people who have gave their lives trying to help African Americans to achieve what we have achieved just to bring about the buffoonery and to buy into it. Television is one thing, America. Television is one thing, but don't buy into that system. Guys, start pulling your pants up on your behind. Start buying your shirts the right sizes. Start learning how to make a subject and a verb agreement. Start learning how to complete a job application and realize
yeah.
that
yeah.
pharmaceuticals is not a job. It's not past
right.
sales experience. It's time for us to wake up, Quita, Bebe, LaToya, Leticia, Shaquita. It's time for you to stop fitting on your little girl's clothes and trying to be young. It's time for you to live up to the standards of being a mother, and it's time for us fathers to step out and step up and to do what we are supposed to do as parents, and to
Absolutely.
Instill, first of all, the love of God, the fear of God, and the love of yourself as a father, to let these young men know that you are participating in their lives. And these are the
yeah.
things that you're talking about that I am so appreciative about, other than every other person that I know is talking about I almost cursed. It's talking about love.
Right, yeah.
It's time for
yeah.
us to wake up. It's time for us to wake up, America. Stephen
yeah.
Knight, man, you're on it, man. I really appreciate you. I just appreciate you. But
no
I
problem
wanna,
at
I want to say this too, Stephen. For anyone that is not afraid, that believed that I should not have been fired for wearing dreadlocks in a workplace that I worked in for about 11 years, that I was not fired for my work or for any type of criminal activity or for stealing or any type of indecent liberties. I was fired because I chose to embrace my culture. For those of you who realize that these people have done me wrong and realize that I alone cannot come up against and win against a mogul, against a multi-billion-dollar monster, yeah. I cannot fight the Georgia Department of Corrections by myself and win. So I beg of you, I need your support. Please support me. If you support me, send me an email to rwilliams, with an S, 515@hotmail.com. Again, that's R. Williams, R as in Richard Williams, R. Williams, with an F, rwilliams515@hotmail.com. Please do it. There's more to come. There's going to be more. I mean, I got a lot of people involved in this. I can't talk about this. A lot of black organizations are on board with this. I have gone to the EEOC, the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity. I know some commission. I'm sure somebody's probably wondering about that, but trust me, my grandmama daughter ain't raised no fool, and I'm not no coward, and I'm not going to stand idly by while the Georgia Department of Corrections raped me subliminally because I decided to embrace my culture. Am I angry? No, I'm not angry. But am I determined? Yes, I'm determined. And will it happen? It will, and I believe that through us banding together, like we did in the 40s and 50s and the 60s, talking about we shall overcome, and I do believe, and woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom, I believe that we can still get there. Just look around you and you see the dreadlocks have nothing to do with it. Just go back to Colorado last weekend and look at what happened in the theater because people who have been hardworking people decided to go out and watch a movie. That wasn't no black man with no dreadlocks. What has happened is that America and the media has portrayed us to be something that we have not, that we are not. And unless we wake up and stand up for what we believe in, I believe this, I'd rather die for what I believe in, or I'd rather die believing in something than to live believing in nothing. And if you stand, it's better to stand for something than to fall. Let me correct myself. If you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Richard, I want to thank you so much for coming on and sharing us your story. I definitely, you know, your passion, desire behind it, I know something great will come from it. So much support to you, much best wishes to you moving forward. And thank you again for sharing your story, okay?
Once again, I appreciate you. Take care and have a good night.
All right. We'll take a quick commercial break and come back with Steven's playlist.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch The Countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. Now it's time to go into Stephen's playlist. As you know, we receive music from people all over the country wanting to be featured during this segment. Each week we select artists to play on our playlist, and tonight our playlist features songs by both independent and major artists, including Black Bonique, R. Kelly, and the late Whitney Houston and Jordan Sparks. If you're interested in being featured on Stephen's playlist, please email us at thestephennightshow@gmail.com. Attach one or two songs, your bio, one or two promotional pictures. Now, remember, all songs must be edited for radio, meaning no cursing, and we definitely look forward to hearing from you. Now, before we go play the first song, I do want to make a quick announcement. You know Pam Long, formerly lead singer of the group Total, she has her new single out that's now available on iTunes, and she wanted me to spread the word. I believe it's called By Myself. It's By Myself. It's on iTunes. Check it out. But the first song tonight is by, Yeah, Brandy featuring Chris Brown, entitled Put It Down. Check it out. Enjoy Stephen's playlist.
I'm going to put it down. You can fall in love. I'm going to put it down. You can
fall in love.
I'm going to put it down. You can fall in love. I'm going to put it down.
You can fall in love.
I'm going to put it down. You can fall in love. I'm going to put it down.
You can fall in love.
I'm going to put it down. I'ma put it down.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it hard, but maybe we can fall in love. If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down, you can fall in love. I'ma put it down,
you can fall in love.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down, you can fall in love. I'ma put it down,
you can fall in love.
The way you are, cause everybody in here know that you're a star, and still I'm letting you know, I got the sweetest heart, any man that wants this, babe,
he don't have to
work hard, from what I see, you got what I want, that's just half the part, gotta see what you put on it, to make sure you're the one,
if you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it hard, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down.
You can follow me.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down. You can follow me. I'ma put it down.
You can follow me.
Chivalry ain't dead to you, boy, cause I'm grown. Got to pull up and then come up with that when I see what I found. Gotta go old school with me sometimes. Still keep it so 2012 for me, cause I still beef it up. And still I want you to know. Got the sweetest love, even though he can ride it cool for me.
He don't have to work hard.
And now I see you got what I want. That's just half the pie. Gotta feel what you put on it to make sure you're the one.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it hard, maybe we can fall in love. If you put it down, so baby, put it down. If you would, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down, you can fall in love. I'ma put it down,
you can fall in love.
And all your cake, girl, you better stop, I got a big ego. I'm sipping on that brandy, that liquor comes in handy. And girl, I know you fancy, but this party I'm financing. You told me it ain't even like that. She been hating all night, her friend up tight, alright. I took her out the club, told her girl she be right back. Back to the crib, and in the morning all this was worth it. Baby, go get your hair did, then buy you a couple purses. You just perfect.
You can fall in love.
I'ma
put it down. You can fall in love.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it hard, but maybe we can fall in love. If you put it, if you put it, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down. You can fall in love. I'ma put it down. You can fall in love.
If you put it down, if you put it, maybe we can fall in love.
This is a new coming though, so they hate it. Fly first class so they can get mad. You were what they had to say, but you paid it. Now you're busting out, doing your thing, in your face, cuss them out. Brackets, you're the one that they fuss about. You the bad little mother, shut your mouth, cuz.
Love was I really mean it. This feeling that I get, dog, I couldn't have never dreamed it. And I ain't really looking for no props at all. Message to my daddy, dog, you really dropped the ball. I couldn't imagine not being there for my kids. Get known because of the things I never did. Get no pity, home, really home with yourself. How can you live when your flesh and bone was lacking you? It's like you don't exist. But I've done good without you. I've grown despite you. Never be just like you. And on my own too, I stand. Look, I'm right here. It's quite clear this is a beautiful nightmare.
Been about a month since you've been gone. I guess it's pretty clear that you ain't coming home. Meanwhile, I'm trying to find the strength to move on. Searching the streets, trying to find you a clone. I didn't realize that every breath I took was from you. And you were my air. And I can't be civilized, cause I don't know how to live without you. I need you here. It feels like I'm holding my breath. Don't let me die, girl. Don't let me die, girl. Let me die. I got nothing left. Don't let me die, girl. Don't let me die, girl. Don't let me die. I guess I fucked up pretty bad. I didn't know who you were. I didn't know what we had. No. Now I'm stuck living in the past, trying to get the pieces back. But I guess now you're gone.
I'm the new breed in this league, I'm Carl Miller. And I mean that in more than one way, I'm Karma and Yella. But that ain't what I'm here to promote, no. I see you sinking, skipper. Saw I went and bought you a boat, and I call it the Titanic. And Christ is the captain of the ship, so don't panic. Cause we ain't drowning, I don't care what it looks like. We ain't drowning in my life. Like I done met Katrina, sisters, they bought racket. Like Venus and Serena, sister. But since I'm a boxer, I just roll with the punches. And I don't do a lot of ducking, I stand, man. And if I get knocked down, I stand again. Once I get back up, now put that in your brain like a backup. But when you think you can't get back up, New Orleans, get back up.
Share my love.
Hope you enjoyed it. I want to give a special shout out again to Richard Wins for being on the show and sharing his story. Definitely want to support him if you're definitely killing the cause. Now, next week, we're in for a treat. The one and only First Lady of R&B, Faith Evans, will be on here to talk about her career and her
so
it's all about the new reality show. Yeah, you know they did the they're doing the was an R&B Divas show on TV One that comes out in this next month. We'll definitely be following that as well. I'm excited because my new single Addicted to Love will be coming out next month as well, and everything's getting prepared for that. I released a cover art for that last week. So, Ms. Parker, what's your week looking like?
Work, and more work. Counting down the day.
Right. So we get to the Friday. Probably.
That's all I can say. Counting down the day.
Now, I got to give you props, Ms. Parker. You posted a picture of you in your bikini,
oh,
I guess,
Lord.
The pool party. Body's on point,
yes.
Ms. Parker.
Thank you, thank you. I'm trying to keep it up.
Yeah, yeah.
I gotta keep reminding myself. I'm over here eating and drinking now. I'm like, oh no, this wine is not helping anything, but I needed it. Oh, that cheap glass of wine you put me on, not doing it again.
Oh, it was bad. It was bad.
I mean, it was cool. It just tastes like Kool-Aid. It's too sweet.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, they must have used Kool-Aid grapes, that real grapes in here. Grape Kool-Aid flavor.
Yeah, I don't think I've had that one, but I know they're really sweet. They're really sweet, because I've had other ones.
Yeah.
But anyway, I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight, and join us next week with Faith Evans. And until next week, God bless.
Have a good one, guys.
So fresh and so clean.